from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is. Figgy Fig holding it down live on Sports Radio 610. Before we get into the Chat GPT Instagram roast.
Oh, no.
Take your time.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. We're going to have some fun with this one. They were very clever. But Instagram is actually introducing a new feature that allow you to put a song up on your profile, on pretty much on your profile.
Okay.
All right. So kind of the whole MySpace thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm guessing when you go to the page, maybe the music will play. So that kind of be the music.
Good with that.
Yeah. So I was thinking, man, I got three songs that I would probably put on my page, man. Mm-hmm. My first song would probably be 50 Cent Many Men. I just love that song, man. That song.
You got haters that are wishing death upon you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blood in my eye, dog, mm-hmm. and I can't see. My other song would probably be OJ the Juice Man, Make the Trap A.
Okay.
I just love that song. That's one of my favorite songs, man.
I like what you're doing here.
And my last one is Lil Flip, I Can Do That. I feel like people don't really go to that song.
Nah,
that's not what Flip.
I don't think I would have picked those three for you, but I like what you're doing here.
Yeah,
like what you're doing.
Yeah, but what songs would y'all like?
I'm looking at my Spotify right now. I'm looking at my playlist. What would I actually? That's a tough one.
That's a really good question.
Maybe Ohio Players Fire.
Fire.
Oh. You know what it would be. The Daz Band. You've played it. It's my favorite one. Let It Whip.
Okay.
That's a good song.
Let It Whip.
I like that song quite a bit.
That might be my favorite from that era. Yeah, Daz Band, Let It Whip.
Okay.
Well, now I want to hear it.
We got some folks texting in. Shout out to the 832 said Return of the Mac would be up there. Mac.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit of Mark Morrison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're doing there. I'm just going to go to like my most listened because I'm terrible at picking favorites and I don't really have a favorite song. Honestly, the real answer would be it rotate very quickly.
Yeah, like mine would too. That's why I had to pick three.
Day to day, maybe like week to week.
Feelings.
Let's see. But yeah, I think maybe like Lyrics to Go, Tribe Called Quest is one of the places that I might go.
Okay.
Or maybe a Fonte song.
You got the backpack on, man.
Yeah. That's backpack. If you want to get an idea of the vibes that I am in, that backpack rap is absolutely something that I enjoy.
Okay. So speaking of Instagram, I decided to do something that everybody's been doing on TikTok.
Yeah, but
and
that
all
doesn't mean
stuff.
We have to figure.
Hey, we had to,
if
man.
If somebody jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
All right.
Shout out to my mom.
Maybe. I don't know. If everybody else did.
Yeah, it depends. Like, do I got a bungee cord? Does it look cool? Is
if
it
everybody
fun?
Doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so everybody been doing the Chat GPT Instagram challenge where they screenshot your Instagram.
How far on your Instagram? Just like the very first kind of?
Maybe the first, maybe the first two screenshots.
It clearly matters.
I want to understand the methodology. I want to understand where this roast is coming from.
They don't go to the second page, do they?
Yeah, so I pretty much took two screenshots.
Okay, all right.
You're going to make me open this.
Yeah, so.
Shout out to the 346 who says Mo City Don. Not a bad place to go.
Okay, that's a good one. So, What Chat GPT I asked it to do was roast us.
Mm-hmm.
So they gonna look at our Instagram page, all our content and all that stuff, and they're going to roast our page. So we going to open it up.
Right there.
Who's opening it up? Who's going to go first? Let's start with Johnny.
Oh,
Johnny,
man.
Come up to the front of the class. Oh,
so this is what ChatGPT says about my Instagram.
Oh, no.
It seems like, and by the way, this is the first time I'm reading it, so I'm not sure it's going to be.
Cold read, excellent.
Yeah, cold read. It seems like this Instagram account has the ultimate dad energy.
Correct.
I mean, okay. It is what it is.
Excellent.
Like the kind of guy who thinks grilling is a personality trait. I still have no problem with that.
Okay.
I bet he brags about his secret barbecue sauce recipe like his classified government document.
Wait, dude, hold on.
I'm going to turn this into my Instagram.
Yeah. Like, they right on.
Judging by those posts, it looks like his two biggest passions are overcooking meat. Hey. And underachieving at everything.
Okay.
That OG sauce hat. It's probably the closest thing he has to a business plan.
Oh, man. Damn. Wait, no. That you hurts. Said roast?
That hurts inside.
Sound like they're demolishing us. Are you sure I got to read mine?
I got two more paragraphs. And let's be real. If he spends as much time with his family as he does with his smoker, those kids are definitely calling the mailman dad. Hey.
Oh, hey, man. Yo.
McDonald's cheese. I've never put a McDonald's cheeseburger on my Instagram. Just a regular Tuesday lunch trying to recreate his famous burger recipe, but realizing yet again that fast food has mastered the art he never could. This is just mean. Guy is like if Florida Man and a burnt brisket had a baby. Keep on grilling, champ. The only thing you're really burning is our retinas with this content. You know, all in all, I got no problem with that. All in all, it's all in fun. Kind of hurts a little
Follow
bit.
Lopez on Instagram, at Lopez on Sports. At Lopez. See if it's accurate. Sports. See if it looked pretty accurate to y'all.
Yeah, buy that OG sauce.
I'm not ready to get my feelings hurt by a technology that wastes energy.
Here, I could go. Let me go. So mine say, all right, buckle up. Your Instagram looks like the highlight reel of somebody who peaked in middle school and never left the quote unquote. I'm the coolest guy at the pep rally mindset.
Oh, Lord.
You've got more pictures with food than with actual people. Are you trying to become a Houston food critic or just eating your feelings?
Well, people are wondering.
People are wondering.
Hey,
a little bit of a Houston food critic himself.
Yeah. Goodness, man. And those outfits, man, it looked like you raided the clearance rack of a thrift store that specialized in loud and proud fashion rejects.
That's greatness.
You're out here flexing Houston so hard that the city might need a restraining order. And let's not even start on the number of selfies, each one screaming for attention like a toddler throwing a tantrum.
Bam.
You got more forced smiles and awkward poses than a yearbook photo session gone wrong.
Dang.
It's clear you think you're living the dream, but honestly, it looked like you're starring in a low-budget documentary called Desperate for Likes.
Wow. Wow.
Man.
Actually,
my Instagram look kind of lit, though.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's not according to them.
Yeah, see, the GPT sounded like it was hating more than it sounded like it was roasting you. I think you win, Fig, of right now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's see how bad it happens over here for me as I open the envelope. All right, this guy's Instagram is like a bad Netflix series you can't stop watching. Not because it's good, but because you're trying to figure out how someone can be so extra yet so basic at the same time. Every picture looks like it's trying to tell a deep, profound story, but the only thing it's really saying is I peaked in high school. Okay, the I peaked
in
high school
too.
Just keeps coming back around.
Okay, mine's in middle school.
I'm starting to feel better.
All right, he's got that one photo in front of the Hawaiian Falls sign, probably thinking he looks like he's on vacation in Bali. Sorry, bro, but the water park in Mansfield isn't exactly a tropical getaway. And you don't even get me started on that draft party poster. Who goes to a wing bar just to pretend like they're in the NFL draft? I bet he's the kind of guy who shows up to rec league games in full gear just to sit on the bench and yell at the refs. And then there's that one classic I'm deep in thought pose in front of a green screen looking like he's about to drop the hottest mixtape of 2003. Spoiler alert, the only thing you're dropping is followers. But hey, keep doing you because someone's got to keep Instagram interesting for all the wrong reasons.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Woo.
How y'all feeling about that?
Well, I'd like to say that at least a couple of things that they roasted me for, I got paid for. So, you know, like, I feel like that ultimately works out okay for me.
You take your lumps.
You know, like, those ended up going up because, you know, somebody had to get some money off of it.
Yeah,
so
you take your lumps.
Be like that. I will say, They got me with the trying to tell a deep and profound story. That's fair. I can be a little pretentious on the Instagram. I get it.
Yeah, they got me with the, are you trying to be a Houston food critic?
But people have asked you that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to do. That, man. I'm like, damn, I guess I do have more pictures with food than people.
So who got it the worst out of the three of us?
I'm feeling pretty good about myself, man. I'm all right with that. They want to promote OG sauce. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
Hey, overcooked.
I wasn't a big fan of
the overcooked brisket.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, burnt brisket. I wasn't a big fan.
They also
of
got
that.
Real personal with the, yeah. with the mailman thing. I don't like that.
That was a little tough. Yeah, man.
Those are my kids you're talking about.
Yeah, come on. You lucky it's ChatGPT and not like a real person. Yeah, I feel like John would have to go see them.
Yeah, it's good.
On talk.
What's that word? On site?
On site. Absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On site.
All right, so this is the last one. Have y'all did y'all do y'all do draft parties and fantasy football party? Yours this Friday?
Yep.
That's a good team or a good group. Like draft last possible because I always hate when the folks draft in like the second week of the preseason. Yeah. You're like, somebody's gonna get.
Oh, he got cut. Careful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, do you have any idea what your strategy is as far as like picking?
Yeah, same as always. It's not don't mess a good thing up. Receivers early. Quarterbacks late, you know, and it's not because it's PPR. So, okay. I mean, I want receivers and running backs and receivers early. It's nothing fancy. I do have a list. I got a couple of sleepers that I like, but I can't divulge it here because all my kids listen. My kids are in the group, so.
You're not gonna share your wisdom.
I'm gonna give you one.
Oh, you're gonna get the nugget.
Okay. Give the people something.
Okay. Who was the one running back? You answer the question while I'm thinking about it.
I have not played fantasy, although over the last week I've had a couple of people ask me to join their fantasy league, mm-hmm. and I'm considering it. I bounce back and forth between doing fantasy and not doing fantasy. When I play, it's just because I kind of feel like getting into it because I have some friends.
Yeah.
But when I jump back out, it's because I don't like the way it forces me or it makes me watch games because it'll be like Sunday Night Football and I'm like looking at the wide receiver like throw it to him instead of just watching the game and enjoying it.
See, I think that's fun. Yeah, I think that because you're still going to enjoy the game, but it's like I got a little action in here, man. I got a little dog in the fight, in the hunt.
Yeah, so I might jump in on a league or two here shortly. As far as like strategy, yeah, man. Depending on what the game type is, PPR or half point PPR, honestly, is probably the best.
Yeah,
go for the wide receivers, running backs, and then if possible, make sure that you have an extra quarterback that either you can throw in there when you need to, or that you could use as trade bait.
There you go.
That's always a good thing.
Would you guys take some fantasy football advice from one Drewski, who's the comedian?
No.
Well, I need to know how into it
he's a deeply unserious person.
Yes.
Just in general.
Yeah, so he was actually in the fantasy league with Jerry Rice and a couple other people.
All right.
And he was on the clock, and this is how his first three picks went.
Probably going to have to go Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
What?
What the f***?
That's so funny.
Terrible pick.
You know I got to go with my boy, Pat Mahomes, baby. What y'all think about that?
Second
that
was round, dumb again?
Brother, I ain't never done this. I don't even know why they put me on this panel. I am still confused of why I'm up here speaking sports. Odell Beckham Jr.
Hey, yo.
5-6 years too late, Drew.
Why are you laughing, Jerry? Say, hey, chill, man. Don't throw no shade, bro.
Jerry said Odell ain't even showed up.
Boy, you would have had a hell of a team 6 years ago.
I don't know what I'm doing, brother.
You love guys like that in your league, though.
Yeah.
You love them in your league. That is awful.
Shout out to the 281 who said, my thing is take advantage of Texans homers in your league. One guy took Stroud in the third round, and he was the first quarterback off the board. Absolutely.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
This is where you got to put your homer stuff aside.
Yep. But people don't.
You got to win, man. You people plan don't. To win, man.
But also, sometimes it's nice to have, like, if you're going to be a homer, just do it in really small. Like, just get, like, one or two. Like, don't go with the whole
team.
Yes,
yes.
Just get one or two where
you,
like.
Some people be having the whole damn Houston Texans team. Mm-hmm. It's just like, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hope they don't go 6-11 or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brant James on the YouTube who said, relax, fellas. It's just a rose. It's not real. Y'all energy changed real quick. I don't know. Some of them barbs got me. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be completely honest. I was a little in my feeling. But overall, I thought it was pretty funny.
It was great.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
It's great.
Yeah, man.
Hey, it was a commercial for me, man.
It really was.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they were like, he was like, I am unashamed and hawking this barbecue sauce. Come get some.
He must have saw that overcooked meat.
Come on now, that's the page, part man. That I didn't like.
Yeah, hey, challenges manhood.
I wanted that in the commercial.
I wanted to dump that.
All right, okay. There you go. Figgy's mixtape every weekday, 1:20 p.m. here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little thing that I like to call weekend winners. Who are the winners and losers of the weekend? We'll evaluate that before we hand it over to the drive next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.